The Buffalo Bills are back in action for the 2020 season. They start things off with a nice win yesterday over the New York Jets. And for some perspective this morning, we say good morning to Matt Sabuda. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, it was great to see the Bills start off with a win yesterday, Matt Sabuda. But before we talk about the game, let's go beyond the playbook just a little bit here and talk about some of the background and what is going to be a very unusual football season.
Well, this is, of course, the most unusual offseason in a most unusual year. And in this way, sport kind of mirrors life at the moment as the Bills and football facing plenty of uncertainty, tough times with no fans in the stands, off-field turmoil. But through it all, I feel like there's a little bit of optimism shining through. The Bills are primed to have one of their best rosters in 25 years, and oh, it would certainly be great if better days ahead on the field are reflected in the community at large. And with that, I'd be remiss to not address one of the most significant storylines as we start the 2020 season, as the sports world has become an increasingly loud voice in the ongoing fight for equality and social justice. And I know this topic, it sparks a lot of emotion and strong feelings across a spectrum. So I'm not going to get into the details of the goals or debates underlying the movement. But what I would like to offer is I do feel fortunate to be covering sport at a time when young athletes are using their platform for something bigger than themselves. There's no roadmap with instructions on how to effectuate change in this country. It's often messy, violent, uncomfortable, and it doesn't always follow a straight line. I've spoken with people who don't appreciate the activism and those who do. And what I would say is I understand the sentiment, and everyone has a right to voice their views, which is exactly what so many of the athletes have now come to realize as they use their profiles to express those views. And it's what we saw yesterday, as the Bills were one of a number of teams who remained in the locker room as the national anthem was played. And like it or not, sport has a long history of intersecting real life, from Jesse Owens in Nazi Germany to Muhammad Ali protesting the Vietnam War to former Bills quarterback Jack Kemp using his profile to enter politics and nearly rise to the vice presidency of the United States. So with that, another chapter is unfolding amidst a truly unprecedented time. And go ahead and accuse me of being an optimist, but I am hopeful that our community and our country will emerge stronger and better as we confront these difficult days. And I suppose with the worst segue ever, I guess let's talk about the Bills game on the field.
Yes, let's do that. Let's talk about what happened on the field yesterday with the Bills starting off the season 1-0, a 27-17 win over the New York Jets. Break it all down for us.
Well, what a completely bizarre game. We had an empty stadium, fake crowd noise, and two completely different Bills teams. The game really had everything in all the quintessential 2020 ways. To start, the Bills, led by quarterback Josh Allen on offense and a suffocating defense, looked like the varsity playing the JV in the New York Jets. Even self-inflicted wounds like Allen's two first-half lost fumbles seemed like just mere inconveniences at the time, although certainly they represent a bigger picture worry going forward. And minus his two lost fumbles, he and the offense was dominant. Likewise for the defense, as they held the Jets to just 3 points in the first half, but then came halftime. And to start on a down note, Bills standout linebacker Matt Milano never took the field, and the quarterback of their defense, middle linebacker Tremaine Edmonds, also suffered an injury. And in a first I've ever seen was a Bills field goal that appeared to be good, called no good by the officials. And this was just the third quarter. Then came the fourth quarter. The Bills, they settled back down. Kicker Tyler Bass made his first field goal in Buffalo, and Josh Allen finished with his first ever 300-yard game, 312 yards to be exact. Adam Allen's 57 yards rushing, and he finished with 369 total yards on offense. And new Bills star receiver Stephon Diggs was a big reason for Allen's success, as he led receivers in his Bills debut with 8 catches, 86 yards. So to sum it up, I guess it was kind of like watching the entire preseason unfold over the course of one regular season game. It had excitement, it had inconsistency, ugly mistakes, and left fans with no idea what kind of Bills team this is going to turn out to be this season. But it does look exciting, and it should set up for an interesting ride.
Well, Matt Sabuda, great talking to you about Bills football again. We look forward to talking to you down the road. And as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.